As UN Special Envoy Ibrahim Gambari begins his third day of the five-day National Reconciliation Mission in Myanmar today, there are reports that a 15-year-old schoolgirl in Kachin State has been gang-raped, mutilated, and killed by Burmese army soldiers. Christian Solidarity Worldwide says the girl was apparently attacked while on her way to bring rice to her brother, who was working in a paddy field. We spoke with CSW South Asia expert Ben Rogers. He explained why the Burmese army use rape as a weapon of war.
I think that on an individual level, there are soldiers who see sexual violence both as some kind of means of fulfillment, but also as a weapon of war. And I think in the context of Burma, it is used particularly as a weapon of war. It's used as a means to terrorize, subjugate, demean, and oppress the civilian population. But there are also two other dimensions to it. One is that it's used especially in Burma against the ethnic minority women. And it's been very well documented throughout the ethnic areas of Burma, the Karen, the Shan, the Chin, and the Kuchin, and others, that rape is used against them really with at least partially the intention of diluting the ethnicity of the population, Burmanizing them. Part of the objective, certainly in some cases, has been to get them pregnant and gradually dilute, in inverted commas, the ethnicity. And in the case of the Kuchin and some of the other ethnic groups, there is also a religious factor in this, in that they are largely a Christian population. And certainly the regime is hostile and sets out to demean and perhaps even destroy the Christian population in Burma. So there are all these factors in this. And we believe it is a matter of policy for the regime. It's not written down anywhere as a written order, but certainly there is a culture of impunity whereby soldiers who carry out rapes are more or less encouraged to do so by the regime.